Welcome to episode 650 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, our search for Jesus in every book of the Bible brings us to the book of Deuteronomy. This book, the fifth book of the Old Testament, serves as a farewell address by Moses to the Israelites before they enter the Promised Land. In 1995, Aaron Jeffrey, a contemporary Christian music duo, made up of Father Jeffrey Benward and his son Aaron, released the song He Is. The first few lines go like this.
In Genesis, He's the breath of life. In Exodus, the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, He's our high priest. Numbers, fire by night, Deuteronomy, He's Moses' voice.
Breath of life, Passover lamb, high priest, fire by night. But in the last book of the Pentateuch, the last book of the Torah, and the book of Deuteronomy, Jesus is the voice of Moses. This is odd because in Exodus, Moses says to God, I am slow of speech and tongue. But God transformed this man, who in his own strength was not eloquent, into a man whose voice called forth water, whose voice challenged kings, and whose voice commanded a nation. Moses' voice carried the authority and power of God. He was chosen by God to be the leader and spokesperson for the Israelites, delivering God's messages and laws to the people. Through Moses' voice, God communicated His will and instructions to the Israelites, establishing His authority and presence among them. Moses' voice was accompanied by miraculous signs and wonders. As we said, when Moses first encountered God at a burning bush, he questioned his ability to speak effectively. In response, God provided Moses with signs, such as turning his staff into a serpent and causing his hand to become leprous and then healed. These signs demonstrated God's power working through Moses and confirmed the authenticity of his voice as a representative of God. As a prophet, Moses spoke the words of God and delivered prophecies to the Israelites. He not only conveyed God's commandments but also foretold future events and warned of the consequences of disobedience. Moses' voice carried the weight of divine revelation and played a crucial role in guiding the Israelites' faith and actions. Moses' voice was also significant in his role as an intercessor. On multiple occasions, he pleaded with God on behalf of the Israelites, interceding for their forgiveness and protection. Moses' powerful and earnest prayers demonstrated his close relationship with God and his deep concern for the welfare of the people. In his final message to his people in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses uses his voice to recount the journey of the Israelites from Egypt to their current location, reminding them of God's faithfulness, their disobedience, and the consequences they faced in the wilderness. He reiterates the importance of obeying God's commandments and living according to His laws. He emphasizes the significance of the covenant relationship, urging the people of Israel to love and serve God wholeheartedly. Moses leads the people in renewing their commitment to the covenant with God, emphasizing the importance of passing down the laws and teachings to future generations. As Moses speaks, he addresses various aspects of societal life, including justice, ethics, compassion, and care for the marginalized, emphasizing the importance of fairness and righteousness in interpersonal relationships. Moses outlines the blessings that will come from obedience to God's laws and the curses that will result from disobedience. He urges the Israelites to choose life by following God's commands and warns them of the consequences of turning away from Him. Moses appoints Joshua as his successor, ensuring the continuation of leadership and guidance for the Israelites. He encourages Joshua and the people to be strong and courageous as they enter the Promised Land. Throughout Moses' farewell address, there are indirect references and foreshadowing of Jesus in certain passages. Here are a few examples. In Deuteronomy 18 verse 15, Moses prophesies about a future prophet whom God would raise up from among the Israelites. This prophet is often understood by Christians to be a reference to Jesus, who would come as the ultimate prophet and fulfill the role of the mediator between God and humanity. Moses emphasizes the importance of keeping the law and obedience to God's commandments. While Jesus fulfilled the law perfectly, he also brought a message of grace and forgiveness, offering salvation through faith in him rather than relying solely on adherence to the law. In Deuteronomy 28, Moses outlines blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. While the Israelites were unable to keep the law perfectly, Jesus came to fulfill the law and became the source of blessing for all who believe in him. Deuteronomy 6 verses 4-5, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." This passage of scripture is known as the Shema, considered one of the most important statements of faith in Jewish tradition. It is recited daily by devout Jews and holds great spiritual and theological significance. The recitation of the Shema is seen as a daily reminder to live in accordance with God's will and to strive for a deep and personal relationship with Him. Jesus affirmed the importance of this commandment, calling it the greatest commandment. Throughout Deuteronomy, Moses reiterates the covenant that God made with the Israelites and emphasizes the faithfulness of God in fulfilling His promises. Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of God's covenant promises, as He brings salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life to all who believe in Him. In his address, Moses serves as a mediator between God and the Israelites, interceding on their behalf and pleading for their forgiveness. Similarly, Jesus is the perfect mediator who intercedes for His people before God. He stands as the bridge between humanity and God, providing access to the Father through His sacrifice. In Deuteronomy, Moses speaks of the establishment of God's kingdom on earth and the importance of living according to His laws. Jesus proclaims and inaugurates the kingdom of God during His earthly ministry, teaching His followers to seek first the kingdom of God. In Deuteronomy 29 verse 1, Moses mentions the renewal of the covenant with the new generation of Israelites. Jesus brings about a new covenant, prophesied in Jeremiah 31 verses 31-34, through His death and resurrection. This new covenant offers forgiveness of sins and a personal relationship with God, through faith in Jesus. Both Moses and Jesus spoke with divine authority, but in different ways. Jesus spoke with the authority of God Himself, as the Son of God and the embodiment of truth. His teachings challenged conventional religious norms and offered a new understanding of God's kingdom and salvation. Moses functioned primarily as a prophet and mediator between God and the people of Israel. Jesus was not just a prophet but also the ultimate revelation of God Himself. He spoke as the Son of God, directly revealing God's nature, will, and plan of redemption. His voice carried divine revelation and unfolded a deeper understanding of God's purposes. While Moses' voice brought temporary guidance and a foreshadowing of the Messiah to come, Jesus' voice brought the fulfillment and completion of God's plan of salvation. Jesus' words and teachings had a profound and lasting impact, transforming lives and reshaping our understanding. In John 7 verse 46, officers who were sent by the chief priests and Pharisees to arrest Jesus said this about the Word which became flesh, "No one ever spoke like this man." And indeed, that is true. Father, thank for showing us the connections between Moses and Jesus. We are grateful that Jesus embodies and surpasses the themes and teachings presented in the book of Deuteronomy. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.